Kraft Foods Company presents Seal Test Variety Theater.
Leave it here.
It's Helen. Stand back.
storeroom. Got a couple of wise guys up there. The hotel.
One moment, please. Meanwhile, we continue with music from our band. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company is still having technical difficulty in transmitting Lucille Test Variety Theater from Houston, Texas. Meanwhile, please stand by. We hope to bring you the program momentarily. And here is the music of Al Goodman's orchestra.
Darling, do you know what I've been thinking?
Mm-hmm. You're going to ask me to marry you.
How did you know that?
Oh, I've been waiting all week.
Sweet.
Darling.
Well, then you're willing to...
Of course.
You know, you're wonderful, but there's something that I have to confess.
Nothing could make any difference. What is it?
Well, I haven't got a cent. I'm broke.
Oh.
Well, does it make any difference?
No, but I wish you were rich.
Why?
Because I haven't got a cent either.
Oh.
Does it make any difference?
Oh, no, no, of course not. We'll start from scratch. It'll be wonderful.
But what'll we live on? What can you do?
Oh, lots of things. I play excellent golf. I'm a ranking tennis player. I'm a 6-gold man in polo. Look, give me a cigarette, will you?
Here, darling.
Thanks.
Sweetheart,
hmm?
It'll be wonderful. We'll both work. I don't mind doing without things, and I don't mind struggling, but there's one thing I must insist upon.
Oh, what's that?
From now on, you've got to buy your own cigarettes. Thank you, Van Heflin. You were wonderful. For your appearance here tonight, our thanks also to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture, Little Women, starring June Allison, Peter Lawford, and Margaret O'Brien. All set now for Henry Russell's orchestra and Pretty Baby.
Did you ever realize that it's quite a tough job to describe the flavor of really fine cottage cheese? Good, rich, fresh cottage cheese has such a subtle goodness, it's hard to put into words. For instance, if right now I could give you a fluffy spoonful of Kraft cottage cheese
and ask you to describe what you taste, you might say something like this. It's good. Not too mild. Yet there's a swell, fresh, and delicate flavor. And it's not too salty. This Kraft Cottage cheese is just naturally good. That's it. Naturally good. Whistling good, we say. Made fresh daily. Rushed to food stores by refrigerated trucks. Taste all three kinds of Kraft Cottage cheese. You're in for some special good eating when you pick the cartons marked Kraft.
Ed Gardner of Duffy's Tavern will return to Seal Test Variety Theater Footlights in a moment. But until then, here's Dottie singing one of the great songs she used to sing right here in Houston, Texas, with Herbie Kay and his band, What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love? Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing?
Van, say, you were going to ask Archie something, weren't you?
Wait, just a minute, Dottie. You know, somebody's going to ask me something. Nothing is going on. People are milling around here. The PA systems don't work.
Well, the people
nothing
on the
is
air
going to get a
here.
Laugh anyhow, because they're all looking, all the big movie stars around here.
Oh, are there movie stars here tonight?
You know what I think?
What?
Each time and place where it should be a laugh, I'll mention the name of a movie.
Oh, good. It's
okay, now what were you going to say?
Well, listen, Archie. What is this that I hear about Duffy having a two-headed baseball player?
Yep, two top thrust in the pitcher. What about it?
A two-headed pitcher?
You seem incredible. Chester Morris.
Woo-hoo! Well, we'll laugh.
It didn't work.
All right, nothing worse. We might as well run through the thing
here. We're having fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like now to hear you for 1 second hear the crowd noises. Boy, it's a thrilling race here at Houston tonight. They're going to the post. Everything is going to get organized. It's the most... Well, it ain't good for us, but it's why I think it's one of the most sensational things I've ever seen.
Hey, Archie, come on, get back to the two-headed baseball player.
What would you like to know?
Well, this two-headed baseball player.
All right, the guy's got two heads. You see, we got this ball club down at Duffy's Tavern, the D-A-A-I-Y.
The D-A-A-I-Y?
Yeah, Duffy's All-American Irish Yankees. And there is Pat O'Brien over there.
Let's give Pat O'Brien!
This whole thing makes no sense, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, maybe there are a couple of two-headed baseball players in here.
Anyway, one day Duffy was manager of the club. He says to Dugan, a shortstop, he says, Dugan, we got a great ball club here, but I'm afraid it lacks color. What's the answer? So Dugan says, color, huh? Well, this may not be it, Duffy, but I think I know where I can lay me hands on a pitcher with two heads. And there is Connie Moore.
Well, there's Connie Moore. Hooray! Connie Moore.
A local girl from Texas. Connie Moore is from Texas. Let's give her a big hand.
Yay!
From Texas. Connie Moore, come up here and accept your refrigerator, if you please. Have a refrigerator, $30,000 a trip to your...
California, too.
At any... So where were we?
What was happening here?
So Duffy says.
So Duffy says... A pitcher with two heads, huh? This is not a lab. You can't mention it. I'd like to mention the name of... I was thinking of Hedy Lamarr at that moment,
no,
but you can't mention it
California.
Because it wasn't a lab.
That's right.
At any rate...
I don't know.
Who's reading this, Heflin? Are you reading it or I reading it? So you think it's a novelty? So Dugan says, what if it ain't? You can't pass up a pitcher that can watch first base and third base at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. We have to look.
What case are you on
well,
now?
Well, it's Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan?
Johnny Myers is a celebrity over there. Drawing a lot of attention. Johnny Myers.
Yay!
Johnny Myers. Let's give Johnny Myers a big hand. Erskine Johnson. Erskine Johnson over there. Let's give Erskine Johnson a big hand.
You
have to cultivate the press. This is even without a joke. Without where a lab should be.
Well, we're having fun.
Oh, sure. Well, you have to. Everybody else is. Nobody's listening. So anyhow, how are we on time? Who cares? All right. So he says, what if it ain't? You can't. Oh, wait. No, that's the one we just told, that one. Now we're down to... Yeah. He says it might be an angle... Besides, the guy will be great for double headers. Kabina Wright. Kabina Wright Sr. Let's give her a big hand.
Hooray!
Sitting with Buddy Rogers over there. Buddy Rogers! Buddy Rogers, let's give Bud a big hand. Take a bow, Bud. Where's Joan Davis? Joan Davis is out there. Joan Davis,
you're
going to
run
up.
Out of names now.
Stand
come
up.
On, hold on. Yeah. You're going to run out of names.
Hey, Joan, come on up to that microphone and drop a name. Who can... I never can tell what'll happen tonight.
What a peculiar name.
Why don't we go back to that dramatic spot again? Dorothy, why don't you sing a song? This is kind of silly.
Come on, I'm sick of this script.
A stranger just walked up. Where are you from?
I wish the
young
eyes
lady
of
hasn't
Texas
told
were upon us.
And I would like at this moment to tell the next line. He says, I wonder why, which if anybody had been listening to this thing would have been a big laugh. And I would like to introduce Jaime Fink, one of Hollywood's great photographers. 9 million people now. Get the thing in the paper.
Well, listen, Archie, listen. How did this two-top get along with the rest of page 22?
Oh, yes, it was then. Remember the old days when we were back at the Barbizon Plaza? We didn't have anything to eat. You remember that?
Well,
tent?
We can't reminisce now.
Oh, I would
yeah,
love
they
to
used
reminisce.
To listen to me
more.
Only
got a few
minutes. We've all been in radio a long time, but who has ever seen anything like this? Do you know that Paley is liable to withdraw the offer after this thing tonight?
Why?
Well, let's play the piano instead.
Archie, listen, how did this...
You're never going
to
get anywhere with
it. Players,
how about we play the piano? I like to play the piano. Can I play and you sing and I'll whistle or something? What is that? Not as well as you would naturally expect. You see, we got this catcher, this Gorilla Hogan, a natural-born catcher.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard one of these radio guys. Yeah, you might as well read it that way. Nothing's going to get anything anyhow. And a big crowd is here tonight at Santa Anita.
Yeah, but they're don't
They're going
forget,
in the fourth
Archie,
place now.
Archie, there's a bigger crowd listening on the air. Come on.
Oh, well, now, Dorothy. Oh, going, why don't you sing? Come on, I'll whistle a little number. I heard a little number in France this summer. Thank you.
Gardner, believe me, with all your ad-libs and everything, you're always wonderful. You were great tonight. I'm sure Duffy will be proud of you, and I know you've won even more listeners for your own Duffy's Tavern show for Bristol-Myers. Now, please stay with us, folks, for just a moment, because we're going to tell you about our great lineup for next week.
Remember that milk and milk products are packed full of those nourishing elements needed to help keep you and your family healthy and strong. Milk is nature's most nearly perfect food. And you could say that again from the budget point of view, because milk is the most nearly perfect food bargain you can buy. And it's a better buy today than it used to be. Here's an interesting comparison. The records show that a man who works in a factory can take what he earns in an hour and buy 50% more milk today than he could 20 years ago. Because milk and milk products are so important in keeping America's people healthy, we here at National Dairy are doing everything that we can to keep prices low as possible, and to find better and more economical ways to do the job. Each month, key men from our company serving communities throughout the country, men with years of experience in the business, get together at National Dairy, and they seek to improve our service to the consumer, to keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. And now here again, ladies and gentlemen, is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, it's sure been plenty of fun here at Glenn McCarthy Shamrock Hotel in Houston, as you could probably hear on the air. And next Thursday, we'll be back in Hollywood with two more great guest stars, Alan Young and David Niven. To our two guests tonight, Ed Gardner and Van Heflin, our sincere appreciation for a wonderful job. Your appearance here contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. So till next Thursday, when we'll be back with you in Hollywood, we'd like to say to all of you at the Shamrock Hotel, we've had a wonderful time, and we wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks, and good night, and thanks to KPRC for letting us get acquainted with you. Good night.
Tonight's CBS Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenko. Mr. Quimby was played by Stan Early. The direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, and as our guests, David Niven and Alan Young. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Company.